Hola amigos, welcome back to the Language Tutor. I have a great lesson for you today. You know, friends, we've been talking about AR verbs and ER verbs and IR verbs, and we've been bringing in those verbs. And by the way, you can look up any AR, ER, or IR verb now and use it in conversation by applying those endings. But you've heard me say it before, in every language, you've got rule followers and you've got rule breakers. You got troublemakers. And so today we're going to learn about a few troublemakers, okay? Some irregular forms that are very common in Spanish, and they just have some strange adjustments to them. It's no big deal, though. You can practice them, and it'll just start sounding natural to you, and you got them down with no problem. All right, so get ready to write. I hope you have your cuaderno and your pluma, your lápiz with you, so you can take a few notes. But here we go with some irregular present tense verbs, okay? So we're still in the present tense. We'll get to the past tense later and all kinds of other fun tenses. But right now, present tense. Okay, so first verb I want you to write down today is traer, traer, T-R-A-E-R. Now, this word means to carry or bring, okay? Now, I want to tell you about this verb because it's pretty normal except for the yo form. Now, in the next several verbs I'm going to give you, the troublemaker is the yo form. Anytime we have, you've heard me say before that if we have a troublemaker, it's going to be the yo form, okay? So this is the only weird form. We don't take off the ER and then put an O on it and say trao. That really doesn't work. So what it is, it's T-R-A-I-G-O. G-O, yes. Where did that come from? We don't know. Came from Latin. So the next several verbs are going to have those G in the yo form. Okay? So traigo is how you say I bring. All right. Now the next one is hacer. Hacer means to do. It means to make. And again, it's not H-A-C-O. We change it. It's H-A-G-O. So I do or I make is hago. Hago. All right. The next one is poner. Poner. This is to put. Now, you can also use this in a couple different ways, like to set the table. You put the table instead of set the table. Okay. Or put on clothes. You use the verb poner also. And this yo form is P-O-N-G-O, pongo, pongo. Now, I'll stop and just remind you really quick. If you're saying right now, but what about the other forms? Those are normal. So you've got pongo. If I were going to say the others, it'd be pones, pone, ponemos, just like you would a normal ER verb. Okay, so again, it's only that yo form that's being a troublemaker, okay? Now, this verb is salir. Salir is to leave or go out. Couldn't be go out with sometimes. And its yo form is, you might be guessing already, salgo, salgo. It's got that G as well. Okay, and one more with a G in the yo form, and that is suponer, suponer, to suppose. And it is just like poner with an SU, so it's supongo, supongo. Okay, that gives you a good start on some of those strange G forms. And remember, the rest are just like normal ER or IR endings, okay? Now let's get into a couple other strange ones. I mentioned this before in a lesson, but this verb ver, ver, I just want to remind you about the verb ver. It's got that yo form that you would think, you know, it's V-E-R, so you think we'd take off that E-R and just put an O on it, it'd be vol. But once again, just a reminder, we're going to leave that E in the yo form. That's the only exception to that verb. So it's veo, okay? And then the rest are just like you would, you know, ves, ve, vemos, veis, ven, just like normal ER verbs. And the next one is leer, leer, just as a quick reminder, two E's, we treat them just like you would any other ER verb, only taking off the last ER, which leaves you with an E. And therefore, when you say I read is leo, and then you read is lees, So you end up with two E's again in those. Just a quick reminder about that. Now, let's talk about the verb saber. Saber means to know. I want to go ahead and tell you something about the verb saber. You know, in Spanish, we have two ways to say to be, right? So you have to learn the difference between ser and estar. We also have two different ways to say to know. So I'm going to tell you, saber is to know, but it's to know facts or information about something or how to do something, okay? So if you're saying you know how to do something, you would use saber. Now, the other form is more in depth and it's knowing people, but we'll get to that one later. So saber means to know facts, information, or how to do something. If I were going to say, I know how to cook, I say, I know to cook. Yo sé cocinar. I don't say I know how to. You just say, I know to cook, or I know to play guitar. That's how we say we know how to do something. But it's yo form is not sabo, S-A-B-O. It's this, sé, sé, with S-E with an accent on the E. And that means I know. I know a fact. I know information. I know something that you've just told me. And if you don't know something, you ever heard anybody say, no sé, no sé. That's they're saying, I don't know. I don't know the fact that you're asking about. Okay, let's move on. The next one is caer. Caer, that means to fall. The yo form is going to be a lot like traer. Okay, so it's going to be C-A-I-G-O. Caigo, caigo. All right, so that's I fall. Okay, now we're going to move into some verbs that are irregular in the present tense because they actually change their form. Okay, and this is a little bit like stem changing verbs, but that's a lesson down the road. Right now, why don't you just focus on getting these irregulars down and we'll get the rules behind it later. That'll probably be the best thing. Okay, so the first verb is decir, decir, which means to say or to tell. Now, let's put the chart up because I want you to visualize this, okay? So you might want to draw the chart in your cuaderno right now, on your papel, and let's put the conjugations up. Now, the yo form of this is digo, digo, D-I-G-O. So it also has a G in it. But here's what happens in the boot. You're going to notice in the boot with this that we're changing that E after the D, we're changing it to an I. Okay, so yes, we are changing that stem, that first part of it. And so we're going to have that D-E is going to be a D-I in the boot. Okay, now the other weird thing is that the old form has a G on it. Okay, now we can kind of start to apply the normal endings. So remember the G, remember the letter change in the boot. And now we've got digo, dices, and dice. And down here in the bottom right, we have dicen. Okay? But now, nosotros and vosotros form, we have not changed the second letter. It's decimos, decís. Okay? So right now, just get those down, and I say, you say, they tell, we tell, get those down. All right, next verb is going to be venir, venir, to come. Okay, venir is a lot like tener that we learned in the past, okay, in a past lesson. Venir, to come, is going to have an irregular yo form as well, and we're also going to change some of the letters in the boot, okay? And we've got this, vengo, vengo, V-E-N-G-O. Now down here in the tu form, we have vienes, vienes. And then down here in the bottom left, the L-A at usted form is viene. And then the ellos, ellas, ustedes form is vienen. Okay, but now conjugate the nosotros form and vosotros form regularly without changing those stem, without changing the first part of it, okay? So venir is a lot like tener, the verb to have. Okay. Now I'm going to give you a couple of more types of verbs and a couple of little rules to bring in. When certain verbs in Spanish end in certain letters, we have to make some significant changes. So first of all, let's start with verbs in Spanish that end with these endings: G-U-I-R, G-E-R, or G-I-R. Sometimes the infinitive unchanged verb ends with one of these endings, and we have to make some spelling changes when we use it in conversation or write it. Let's start with an example: extinguir, extinguir, to extinguish. Now, this ends in a G-U-I-R. So when we use it in its yul form, we're actually going to take out that U and the I, and we're just going to have the O, extinguo, extinguo. Okay? And other than that, we can pretty much conjugate it like we would any other verb, taking off the IR and then putting the ending on there. Okay? So, but that G is going to lose that U and the I. Okay, now let's look at G-E-R and G-I-R verbs. In the yul form for these, that G is going to change to a J. Okay, so let's look at this verb, escoger. Escoger, which means to choose or elect something, pick something. Escoger, it ends in a G-E-R, so let's change that G to a J in the yul form, and we get this, escojo, E-S-C-O-J-O. So you just got to remember the G in the yul form to change that to a J. Here's another one, dirigir, dirigir, okay? To direct is dirijo. You got D-I-R-I-J-O. Okay, so the G changes to a J. All right, friends, now that gives you some really good grammar rules today. Just try to think of some verbs. Maybe you even want to Google some verbs in Spanish that end with those letters and try to bring them in your conversation, because it'll start sounding natural to you, okay? Practice all you can, friends. We'll see you next time on The Language Tutor.